104.5 XLO. Well, Frank, don't talk to me for a little while because a flying rhino just came in here and brought my favorite sandwich, the ivory tusk. Chris O'Hara, the executive chef, is joining us along with Dominic Mercurio from Worcester's Best Chef. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you, Jen?
Oh, my gosh. We're happy as anything. You brought us delicious food.
Yeah, Chris is the best. Chris is the best. There's like a lot of history between the ivory tusk, you know? It's this classic. See, I'm not even going to talk about it because this guy knows more about it than anybody. He's the executive chef.
Yeah, and I noticed, Chris, your smock that you're wearing has got tusk on the corner.
Of course. I mean, it's a staple at the restaurant. It's been there for 17 years. It's not going anywhere. So I figured might as well immortalize it on the chef jacket as well.
Smart.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this. You have an open invitation to come in anytime you want.
Careful, and, I might take you up on that.
You don't even call. Just come on in, bring a bag of food, and you're good to go. This is delicious. Thank
Fantastic.
You.
What is Frank eating? It smells fabulous.
So as well as the ivory tusk, I wanted to show you guys that you can come into the restaurant, get a great sandwich, but you can also come in and get a fantastic entree. So I brought you pan-seared scallops over a truffled creamy polenta with oyster mushrooms and a crispy prosciutto salad.
The same thing you make at home.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Just like it. Well, Dom, you're here, of course, because Worcester's Best Chef is coming up this weekend on the 28th.
On the 28th.
So tell us a little bit about this year's event, what
11,
we can expect.
11 years, Jen. 11
We've been working
years.
Together, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. 11 years we've been doing this, and we've got 20 really rock star chefs this year. Of course, one of them's in your studio today, Chris O'Hara. But we've got 20, and we've got three terrific culinary high schools competing for what they call the Best Student Dessert Award. And they all take away cash, and they all get great experience shadowing these professional chefs. And you've got great valet parking. There's great beer tastings, great craft beer tastings.
Let's also mention, there's no football on that day. So
None,
you
zero.
Can come.
There's just a Pro Bowl game. Who's going to watch
right,
the Pro Bowl game?
Like you said, there's no football.
There's no football. There you go, Frank.
So we do something at XLO. I'm hosting it this year again with Rick Brackett. We do the Perfect Palate Award with XLO.
Yeah, you do indeed. We got a great, great trophy set up for you guys to give away to your favorite choice. And we're looking forward to see who you pick, Jen. And you got to hustle around Mechanics Hall.
We do, and we're going to bring some assistance with us this year.
You really
help
should.
Us taste, because you're right. It's Rick and I trying to swoop around before we actually are on stage hosting.
I'm guessing you're not going to have any problem filling those positions.
No.
Like, what are you going to put up a sign in here? Anybody want to come to
Mechanics? We already have some volunteers.
Yes. Now, if people want information, how do they get it, Dominic?
Best way to do it. Just go online to Worcester's Best Chef.
Dom, thank you so much for coming. And Chris O'Hara, executive chef at the Flying Rhino. Thank you for coming in and bringing the ivory tusk. We got to go. We got to eat.
That's right.
Good luck for having me.
Thanks, guys.
See you at the event.
104.5 XLO.